Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about what do you mean by corporate restructuring. Corporate restructuring basically means at changing the way the business now would look in the future. Let's see in today's session what is a historical background with respect to corporate restructuring, study the need and scope of corporate restructuring, evaluate the planning, formulation, execution of various restructuring strategies, analyze the types of corporate restructuring strategies. We'll also look at what are the emerging trends in corporate restructuring, understand the role of professionals, and study the Restructuring and Companies Act 2013, as well as the corporate restructuring regulations. So, talking about corporate restructuring, why would any company look at corporate restructuring, or what is corporate restructuring actually mean? Just to look at how corporates used to function in the pre-liberalization era, that is before 1991, we'll see that the companies were highly regulated and they were usually governed mostly by a controlled economy. Government had full control on these companies also, and there was a very limited or very smaller scope role of market forces with respect to demand and supply of products, with respect to how many products would be produced. The prices were also very rigid. Policies with respect to corporate restructuring were completely restricted. So corporate restructuring was not very much prominent in previous year. That means before 1991, we've not heard about a lot of corporate restructuring happening in the country. How this entire scenario has shaped up? Let's see what happened in 1991 with liberalization coming into picture. So once liberalization came into picture, Indian economy opened up. It opened up for a lot of industrial reforms. New industrial policy of 1991 was introduced. There was a lot of relaxation with respect to licensing, foreign investment, and technological transfer. This liberalization and opening up of the Indian economy helped companies look at corporate restructuring from a different way. There was a lot of outdated regulatory barriers with respect to restructuring, which were removed from the industrial policy. And the corporate sector gained a lot of momentum and flexibility when it came to restructuring. If you look at globalization, corporate restructuring has taken a biggest leap post 1991 industrial policy and with the advent of globalization. A lot of regulatory bodies or economic bodies like WTO, World Trade Organization, got a massive trade reforms for all the countries. Restructuring wave was seen across a lot of sectors. So sectors which opened up in the initial years of post-liberalization, we look at banking sectors, a lot of foreign banks came in India. We look at power companies, e-commerce, a lot of business flowing from the western part of the world to India when it came to tech jobs, whether it was telecom or e-commerce. A lot of old industries had to get themselves transformed in order to compete in the market. And so we'll say this entire restructuring has actually led to formation of new ones. The old renowned, the old changed the way they did the business with the growing competition to meet the global standards. What is the current scenario? When we talk about restructuring, if you see currently in the corporate world, a lot of companies are competing to ensure operating profits increase, operating costs are in place. There's a lot of economies of scale. Time to do a particular task is reduced, so is the cost. This operational efficiency, which every company is trying to achieve, or the driving force, I'll say, operational efficiency is a new driving force. This has led to a lot of cost reduction. And because of this background, now companies are looking for the best way to survive and grow in the market by looking at corporate restructuring models. So what do? I merge with the company, I go for a joint venture. Why don't I use expertise of some other company? So for the survival and growth, so that you can compete in the global market, a lot of companies are now basically looking at merging together in order to form a new company. So what is the need and scope of corporate restructuring? We said corporate restructuring would be done only by a company if it feels that it wants competitive advantage. It feels that internally or operationally, the time or the money spent in making the product is very high. And why, if I want to reduce it, I need to upgrade myself, get some companies, you know, maybe go for a merger, maybe a vertical or a horizontal merger, get into business, get the cost reduced through some kind of technological changes, or maybe by partnering with my, other partner, or maybe with a competitor, by going for a strategic alliance with foreign companies to get the best expertise. So all these reasons are leading to corporate restructuring. So what is an objective with respect to corporate restructuring? The primary objective here basically talks about a company redirection of its firm's activities. The company now may be a manual plant and would want to become an automated or a robotic plant. So if that's the case, why don't I look for a technological upgradation? Why don't I merge with a company which already has that technological expertise? So orderly redirection of the firm activity is something which a company looks for. That could be the objective of corporate restructuring. The other objective with which a company wants to get itself restructured could be using a surplus cash flow which the company is generating from its current business and using it into a profitable manner. So I want to grow further, get into a new business, maybe, you know, something which is going to reduce my current cost and get in more money, or maybe start a new product line or explore a new market. So if that's the case, I don't have expertise in a foreign market, why don't I tie up with a company in foreign and do the business together? Or maybe I get with along with my competitor and try launch a new product completely. So I want to deploy the cash which I've generated from one business and form maybe another business to grow further in the market, or maybe to grab the maximum market share. That could be the objective of my corporate restructuring. If you look at the interdependence of companies today, when it comes to prospective businesses, each company is interdependent. It's basically looking at others. So I may look at my vendor. So I may go for a backward integration. I may go for a reverse merger. I may actually look at what best can be done when it comes to growing my business or reducing my cost. Why not have a vertical merger? Why not actually acquire the company which is providing me some kind of raw material? So say, for example, I'm an auto manufacturer. Why don't I merge with a company which provides me tires? And then why don't we together make the tires? Or why don't I have my own companies producing the tire? So exploit this interdependence in case you feel it's profitable for you to reduce your cost and grow your business further. You can also go for risk reduction. When we are saying risk reduction, we are saying a company undergoes a lot of risk. It could be market risk. It could be risk with respect to competition. It could be country-specific risk or economic risk. In those cases also, a company may go for restructuring. In risk reduction, we also know that there is a competition risk. If I know I can lose to my bigger competitor, why don't I actually get myself taken over by that competitor and do the business together? So risk reduction could be done by any kind of restructuring strategy to be in the market or to stay in the market in order to make money. There could also be restructuring done in order to deploy or exploit the core competencies of different companies. So as we all know, Maruti and Suzuki, they came in a joint venture so that they could actually get Maruti could get the best expertise from Suzuki when it came to auto industry. So any company would definitely look into a corporate restructuring structure, or would look at corporate restructuring from a particular per se, wherein they can increase the shareholder wealth. So shareholder wealth, all the shareholders want that the business should keep on growing. So to mitigate this risk, to increase the shareholders' wealth, to deploy your core competency, you may look at any of the form of corporate restructuring. We'll try to look at what are the different types of corporate restructuring structures which you could actually exploit. Let's first talk about why do you need corporate restructuring? So how do a company decide that I'm in need of a corporate restructuring, whether I should really follow it or no? So in one of the needs, which I said, I know my core competency, I know my core strengths, I feel my core strengths could be exploited by some other company, I could get a better operational synergy, I could reduce my cost, and I could efficiently use my raw materials as well as management expertise for doing better business. If that's the case, if I know my core and if I know I can get a better operational efficiency with any kind of corporate restructuring, maybe a merger or a joint venture, why don't I go for it? I may also look at corporate restructuring in case I'm looking for consolidation and economies of scale. So instead of having three subsidiaries and another standalone company, why don't I merge everything and do activities together? If that's going to get me economies of scale, and it would also help me do a lot of expansion and diversion to exploit extended domestic and global markets. So maybe together my market cap may increase. If I have four companies together, I don't want them to be now separate. I'll go for a reverse merger and I make it as one standalone company. Why not? And then exploit not only the Indian market, but also global market. So I may also look at either going it reverse or maybe starting a new plant or a new company all of different in a different format with a foreign partner outside. So even that's possible. So I may look for consolidation or I may look for economies of scale and I may look at how best I can expand or diversify my business. That could be the main reason why I want to go for corporate restructuring. I may also look at corporate restructuring if I feel my company requires a rehab. Okay, so maybe my company is getting sicker and my company is not making sufficient profits. Or maybe I find a company which is sick into similar business in which I want to expand. So why don't I take over that company? Or why don't I revive my own company if it's gone sick? So revival and rehabilitation of sick companies or adjusting losses of the sick unit with profits of a healthy company is also part of corporate restructuring. You may also acquire constant supply of raw material and you'll have access of scientific research and technological developments. With this objective, you go for corporate restructuring. So I give you an example. I'm an auto manufacturer. I'm into making passenger vehicle. Why don't I tie up with a company which is into making tires? This ensures that the supply of tires is constant to me. So I'm not out of my raw material ever. And I may also get some, I learn some new expertise, scientific methods of doing business with respect to tire or the fitment of the tire, or maybe some kind of technological developments, which when I merge with another company or when I do a strategic alliance. So that could also be one benefit of corporate restructuring. You can also go for capital restructuring by ensuring that you have a right mix of equity and debt. In order to ensure cost is less when it comes to capital employed, your returns are increasing and your costs are decreasing. So maybe when I'm looking at my weighted average cost of capital, I find out that there is a lot of debt, there is lesser equity. I want to restructure this. I want to position myself in a format where my WACC reduces. Maybe that WACC is going to reduce with a balance of equity and debt, which I'm missing. And so I would want to go for a corporate restructuring. So maybe adding a little more of debt, you know, reducing equity or adding more on equity, reducing debt could get my weighted average cost of capital to a decent level. And so I would want to go for capital restructuring. I may also improve my performance as a company when it comes to my competitors. I want to grab the maximum market share. And so I'm looking at corporate restructuring. I'm adopting lot of changes. I'm open to advent of new technology and I'm merging with my competitor. Maybe together we are now going to perform better because we have a larger market share to deal with and we'll be able to make better products. Maybe that's the reason I'm going for corporate restructuring. Okay, so we have understood what is the need with respect to corporate restructuring. Now let's talk about, in case you as a manager want to go for corporate restructuring, what kind of planning, formulation or execution strategies you should have. Okay, so if you're talking about a restructuring process, there are different aspects which a company needs to take care when it goes for the entire process. The first and foremost, very important, is valuation and funding. In one of the chapters, we're going to talk about how business valuation is done. In the next chapter, what are the techniques? how the funds could be raised. So first, it's very important that whenever you want to go for corporate restructuring, you need to find out what is the intrinsic value of your share. You need to understand what's the value of your own company so that you could go for a sell-off. So as a company, it's important to know your ratios. It's important for you to know the worth, net worth of your company so that you can go and pitch in the market for any kind of, you know, alliance or a takeover. You may also know your valuation so that you know what are the right sources of finance which you can approach so that funding becomes easy. So you may either look at funding. Also, when it comes to corporate restructuring, you're valuing your company to understand where do you fit in. Second preparatory thing which you need to do is check for all legal and procedural issues. There are regulations which are given by SEBI with respect to corporate restructuring. So you would look at the Companies Act as well as SEBI regulations with respect to what can be done, what cannot be done. You may also check the competition law, whether you are allowed to merge together or no. Are you going to beat the competition and, you know, falter with the law? So you will check for all these factors, all these legal and procedural issues before you finalize for your corporate restructuring. So check for these issues before you actually plan to go for a corporate restructuring. The third aspect which you need to plan and formulate is taxation and stamp duty aspect. See, whenever you're going for a corporate restructuring, there is a lot of tax laws which also come into picture when it comes to exchange of assets. So what's allowed, what's not allowed, at what price is it valued, whether it would be taxed, not taxed, and how would the synergies happen when you come together? Will there be a further cost saving or no? So all these aspects, as well as getting a company registered, paying the stamp duty for a new formed company, all these processes and aspects also need to be considered before you go for a restructuring. Look for accounting aspects. Look at what kind of depreciation did you charge? What kind of, you know, amortization tables did you have for your assets? What about the company with whom you're merging or you're going for an alliance? Does it really follow the same or is it different? And whether you'll be able to match. See, today I am planning to merge my company or sell off my company to another company. And I'm using a different accounting style, whether the company uses another accounting style. Maybe the depreciation numbers are different. The leasing agreements are different. How does it impact my balance sheet? Whenever I'm going for any such kind of a merger or I'm going for an alliance, it's going to impact my shareholder. So I need to be very sure about the accounting aspects. So my shareholder is aware how much shares would he get for any share which is sold. The investor should not feel cheated because of accounting aspects. So please keep a check on what accounting aspects you are following for both the companies before you get into any such kind of restructuring policy. Next, check for competition aspects. So as I said, you want to merge maybe with your competitor and you now want to grab the maximum market share, you need to check whether it is allowed under competition law, whether this formation will lead to a monopolistic situation or no. If yes, what's allowed or what's disallowed as per competition law, check those aspects and then go for any such kind of alliances. Okay, so do any kind of restructuring or strategic alliances based on the competition law too. You may also check for human and cultural synergies. If I am working for a company and which is getting taken over by some other company, as an employee, maybe I may have a lower morale. I'm not understanding whether what will be my future, how my career advancement would be, whether I'll be retained back or whether I'll be removed from the company. So you need to build a very harmonious culture. You need to inform all the stakeholders, including employees, how the restructuring process would be, how the company would take it ahead so that they feel that it's important to stay back if they are really worth that for a company. So if you feel you have the best talent, pool of talent, who may leave you because of such kind of alliances, please communicate, inform them in advance so that you can get synergies when you come together with another organization employees. So there should be complete cultural synergies between the two companies forming one company. So we are now very clear how to plan a corporate restructuring. So let's see what are the options available when it comes to restructuring. In what different formats can I go for a corporate restructuring? So first format, I'll go for a merger. What do you mean by a merger? A company plus B company together forming a new company, that is C, is nothing but a merger. So two companies together coming and forming another company, it's a merger. So that's another, it's one part of corporate restructuring. I may go for a demerger. When we talk about demerger, two companies, they may split. So a parent company may split its business units. So I may define my strategic business units, you know, different business segments. So as a company, parent company, I have three business segments which are doing individually very good. I'll separate these three and form three different companies. So that's a demerger. So I may want my each business segment to concentrate on their market and their business. And so I may go for such kind of restructuring. I may also go for a reverse merger. When we talk about reverse merger, we are going to ensure that a public limited company, a private company, gets converted into a public limited company, and that public limited company would usually be a shell company. So private gets easily converted into a public limited company as it is acquiring or it is merging with a shell company. So you may also go for a reverse merger. There are a lot of shareholders or investors who would want the company go for disinvestment. Disinvestment basically means major owners or shareholders or stakeholders selling off their stake in the company. So they may sell it off to the retail investors or they may sell it off to some other investors. So there could be a disinvestment in the company also. Maybe the privately held shares are now made public. So disinvestment is also one form of corporate restructuring. It will add in more number of shares in the market. Okay, that is a possibility if a company is going from private placement to public placement. You may also look at takeover as a corporate restructuring policy. What is a takeover? Takeover is basically some company acquiring the majority of your shares without your notice. So I'll go to the market and start buying shares of your company and I'll become one of the major shareholders and thereby have the major voting rights. And finally, take over your entire company. So it could be a hostile takeover or it could be a friendly takeover. Both are possible. You may also look at joint venture. Joint venture means you don't have to actually get into takeover or a merger. You have two companies who come together with their own expertise. So one company and two company, they come together for a limited period of time. They do business together and they may again separate back into their individual entities, or maybe two companies form another third company and they do a particular business only with that company. So there could be also a joint venture defined by these companies. There could also be a strategic alliance. The difference between joint venture and strategic alliance is in joint venture, I would legally form a third company. Okay, in case of strategic alliance, the two companies will come together for based on some agreement, do business together, but they won't have any separate legal entity. They would have their individual brand names attached, but it will be through an agreement. Okay, so they are coming together only for doing business and they are having their individual identities maintained. So you could also have a strategic alliance as one of the corporate restructuring strategy. You can go for a slump sale. Slump sale means I'm not going to value my assets. I'm going to value my entire company and say this is the value. If you're ready to buy it, I'm ready to sell the company. So slump sale is usually very, very famous when it comes to startups. So startups or smaller companies are ready to do a slump sale to bigger companies in order to stay competitive. Maybe I feel that the bigger company is posing a lot of competition to me. And so I get myself acquired by that company through a slump sale agreement. You may also go for franchising. So maybe I have an expertise in running a particular cafe or maybe running a particular chain of fast food. And I'm okay sharing my expertise with other few entrepreneurs who want to start similar business, but for a royalty or a fee. So I'll sell off my license to them for a particular tenure and in return, they will pay me royalty for that tenure. That kind of agreement is known as franchising. So I may reach more people. So instead of me opening an outlet, there are many people who will be running my brand name under my brand name, having multiple outlets. So instead of opening my own retail format, now I'll have others also invest in and open a similar format. So that's about franchising. So you may go either for merger. It could be a horizontal merger. It could be a vertical merger or maybe a conglomerate. Okay. So what is a horizontal or a vertical merger? Horizontal merger is basically doing a merger with your competitor. Vertical merger could be going backward, tying up with the person who was supplying you raw material, merging with that company. Conglomerate is completely two different businesses coming together to form a separate entity. So unrelated businesses merger happening, that is nothing but a conglomerate. So you may look at any of these corporate restructuring strategies to actually expand your business, to stay competitive, or to meet the synergies with respect to further advancement, or maybe for beating competition, or to have good economies of scale. Now, let us look at if these are different formats of corporate restructuring, what are the current trends with respect to corporate restructuring in the market? So one trend which is very famous now is digital transformation. Corporate restructuring is getting a lot of importance today because every company wants to exploit artificial intelligence or blockchain technology and feels that it's not ready for such a high investment. If that's the case, why don't we come together and form another company so that we could have a better digital transformation for our own organization? So maybe I want to merge with a foreign partner which is an AI company, and I want to exploit my business further so that I can beat the competition better, I can grab the maximum market share. So I will go for a digital transformation because of the expertise of some other company which is already into a digital era. So I may go for a corporate restructuring for digital transformation. I may also go for a corporate restructuring when it talks about cross-border mergers and acquisition. You see a lot of rise nowadays with foreign companies setting up plant in India or Indian companies going foreign. Maybe a smaller company feels that it is not very lucrative for it to have a completely new setup in a foreign country. So why don't I merge with a foreign partner and open a company on foreign land? Or why don't I allow a foreign company to enter India and form a new company with it? So because of this mergers and acquisitions happening, the foreign entities would get entry into India and vice versa. And so you'll be able to exploit the market, get the best expertise learning from those entities. You may also focus on debt restructuring, and that's the reason you want to go for corporate restructuring. You feel that your company is getting bankrupt or there could be a corporate insolvency in the coming years. And so it's become important for debt restructuring. And so instead of restructuring your debt, you completely sell off your stake in the company to some other company so that you have sufficient money to pay off your debt holders and form a better company. Okay, you may also go for corporate divestitures or slump sales. So as I told you, MSMEs as well as Startup India has led to a lot of innovative ideas and companies getting formed. And if I am a bigger market player in your industry, in order to stay competitive and in order to you not grab my business, I would want to buy your idea. I would want to buy your company along with you. So I may look at slump sale. This is one of the most lucrative thing for all these startups and MSMEs who are ready to get sold up to bigger companies. So I may go for a corporate divestors or I may go for a slump sale in order that a bigger company or a larger company acquires me, and so I can enjoy doing my business better. There could be strategic alliances and joint ventures also. A lot of companies have come together to share their expertise, and we're aware about a lot of good case studies when it talks about how Maruti and Suzuki came together and how they exploited the Indian automobile sector. So why not go for such kind of alliances and joint ventures to ensure the supply of raw material is good, you learn new expertise, the inventory cost goes down, and so on. So you may also do this corporate restructuring because of these factors. The current trend is right now with a focus on sustainability. So if I have a good manufacturing expertise, but I don't have the right raw material which is sustainable, then I need to find for alternatives. When I'm finding alternatives, I find out. So now there's a lot of focus on environmental, social, and governance factors, ESG. In the next few chapters, we're going to talk about what this sustainability is or sustainable finance is all about. Since the focus has shifted towards sustainability, maybe I'm a manufacturing company, you making or use of a raw material which is a natural resource, and I don't know what alternative could be used or how I could conserve this natural resource for the future. In order to get this expertise, I may merge with my competitor, or may merge with a company which is into giving such solution, and that kind of maybe I go for a strategic alliance with a consultant to ensure that I am able to meet the ESG factors. Looking at sustainability, I may get better investors. So the growing trend towards sustainability or taking care of ESG factors is also motivating, you know, entrepreneurs to look at corporate restructuring. There could also be restructuring so that the entire process becomes employee-centric. So employee-centric restructuring basically looks at, you know, going for any kind of alliance because you want your talent to get used in a better way. Maybe I am a bank and I'm merging or I'm getting into a JV or a strategic alliance with the IT company so that I can get digital transformation. I can, you know, try to cut down cost with respect to people working in the organization. Or I may even employ those people who were working on tech projects for me from other company in future. So it could be also employee-centric restructuring. I may also go for restructuring because there is a lot of technology involved with the new company. So I want to become a tech savvy company now. Maybe I'm right now a smaller company which is not exploiting, say, CAD or CAM. I'm into manufacturing. I'm not using those softwares. I don't have a barcoding machine to export my items. I'm a small MSME. And so restructuring can help me basically get that expertise from a bigger company and to boost my business further. However, I may still have my same brand name maintained for the product. Okay, you also see a lot of trend with respect to cross sector and diversification restructuring happening today. So I'm not now limited to one sector. I want my company to grow multi-sector. And that's the reason I'll go for a restructuring. So maybe I'm an auto company, I'm merging and opening my own, you know, with a bank to open a finance company to finance auto loans for me. So why not? So that could be a cross sector diversification restructuring also. So private equity and venture capitalist firms, their involvement have increased. They are ones who are funding and they want to make maximum profits by growing the companies faster. Because of them actually coming into picture, a lot of restructuring is happening with the bigger companies acquiring the smaller companies as these smaller innovative companies are taking over market share of bigger companies. So restructuring is also possible or it is getting a lot of prominence because of these experts, you know, sitting in venture capitalist firms or private equity firms who are, you know, pooling a lot of money and want to grow the company faster.